Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Oh, Jen.
Hey.
We're podcasting.
We are absolutely podcasting.
We're podcasting.
Well, it's so easy to hear us podcast because you can go wherever podcasts are listened to. And you should go rate and review. And what's the other R? They're supposed to rate, run? Review, and run from
run
us.
Run from us? I don't know.
What is it? Rate and review.
I don't know, but we
subscribe.
Should have looked this up.
It's
yeah,
an
subscribe.
S.
It's an S. It's not three R's.
Okay. Well, I don't know.
What? I don't know either, but we're supposed to know. We're supposed
well,
to know.
If you can't tell by the tone of our voices, it is Thursday.
We've we're been doing a lot of momming.
It feels like next Thursday in 1 week.
Right.
We've crammed a lot in into a short amount of time.
Jen and I have had a full work day, and meanwhile, she was helping me with my daughter's dance costume, and also I was making chicken noodle soup at the same time.
Picture this. You go to your friend's house with the promise of a nice conversation, possibly a glass of vino and Chipotle, and what do you get to make a Halloween costume on the sewing machine?
I'm going to say dance costume,
it.
So this isn't evergreen, Dippy. It's going to come out after Halloween.
Yeah. It's a costume.
It's a costume.
I helped make
Eleanor's costume.
Eleanor's costume.
And
for
then,
dance.
In addition, I made a wonderful chicken noodle soup, but I overshot the onions and I cannot keep my mascara on. So I'm having a rough go.
But I'm stealing some of that. I'm going to take it home and I'm going to
have mascara,
my kids try it.
Not the soup.
I don't, yeah.
And the mascara, depending on how close we hug.
I
if I blink it on you.
Wait, let me see your teeth. Kristen just used her sweatshirt to get like some huge thing out. Yeah, you got something big.
Well, you know what?
I don't have long sleeves on.
I don't know. Did I put the one that I dug out from your tooth onto my tooth?
I don't know. This one's white. It's out. You
okay.
Got it. Okay. Looked like tortilla.
Well, you guys, nothing's going great.
Just so you know, this podcast looks as sexy as it sounds.
It looks as sexy as it sounds, but I want you to know, if you are listening, we're 5 pounds lighter than what you think we look like. I just need someone to have a skinny image of me right now. It's just going to make me feel better.
Yeah, absolutely.
If they can't see us, we should be able to tell them what we look like. And right now I'm wearing the most sexy booby shirt you've ever seen. It is not an oversized green Nirvana sweatshirt with stains on the sleeves.
Yeah. And I am not wearing jeans that look like somebody would have worn them in Singing in the Rain.
Are these the ones that I'm on the fence about?
Yeah, I don't care. I love them.
I think
really
they're
do
cute. And now I'm going to get heat. They're going to be like, let her be who she is.
No, you don't have
it's
to worry
like
about that.
It's just like the 32-inch inseam. I don't understand
it's
it.
It's got a huge
crotch.
Inseam. Yeah, they like hang low. They kind of do look like 1920s men's pants.
Which are cool. That's a very different situation. But I love them.
But
and
equally
I love
cool,
you.
I think.
And I love
that's
you.
What you mean.
Be you. Do you. So laugh me.
That was me hitting Kristen, if you heard that sound.
We are very excited. We just got back from the road. We did shows in Evansville, Springfield, and Cincinnati, and we had the best time.
These crowds are really ruckus. It's
crowds
awesome.
Are having a good time, and
we're
we know
dudes.
That it's always oh my gosh, we've had so many more husbands show up, which has been so fun because we give them the hard time they deserve. If you want tickets, you can go to imomsohard.com. We're going out again into Boston and some areas around there. We're going to Vegas. which is going to be so fun.
Oh my gosh, it's our favorite.
That's our favorite.
Yeah.
Because it's a weekend. Like the girls, we love it because the women make a weekend out of it and you get to really see everybody having fun with each other.
Well, it's nice too because we get to make a weekend out of it. Yeah. Like, because it's only 4 hours away. It's like a 45 minute flight from where we lived. So it's nice because usually we're like, we leave, we go to three shows, we're traveling in between the shows.
Yeah.
And so we don't get to like
stay put,
hang out and see Magic Mike.
Right. Which is, we just went for full research. Late.
Yeah. No, we're just doing it to see.
We went for you ladies that are listening. We wanted to go to Magic Mike so we could report back. And my report is,
I wanted to see what the drinks tasted like there.
That's
tried
what she calls them, what, the dancers.
I wanted to see what the dancers tasted like.
You.
No.
Not doing that.
No, me
it's
neither.
Too much work.
I wasn't even thinking that.
Well, what do you think?
Well, they do write
like
up on you at Magic
Mike. They do write up on you.
Yeah.
And they have so many abdominals.
You're not putting anything.
Hey, Casey,
in.
What shows do we have coming up?
Friday, November 12th, Boston, Massachusetts. Saturday, November 13th, Hampton Beach.
Love Hampton Beach.
Okay, also a
one
favorite.
Of our favorites.
Yeah.
Boston, one of our favorites.
And then Las Vegas on
in
November
Vegas.
20th.
Oh my God, this is going
to
be so fun.
Listen to how nice Casey sounds. I want you to know that she screams like a mad woman at us
most of the time.
She's
so nasally.
She's like, she's not a mom yet, and she is, or I've never asked if she wants kids even.
She has perfectly flawless skin.
Yeah, she's, look how happy she is. She's not, but she's like,
tall.
Smart. Does not sound like me when I have to go wipe up an entire tube of toothpaste off the bathroom counter.
Or when you hear my oven ding, you lost your mind. But when I'm at your house, it sounds like the inside of a clock. There's so much noise.
That wasn't me losing my mind, Kristen. That was me just being kind of awake because I'm usually a little.
She hears the doo-doo-doo. What is that?
No, it literally went off 5 times. She's like, I'm cooking chicken. And it went off like,
it's to tell me the temperature hit that 450.
Well, why did it go off so many times? Did you keep opening the door?
I was sitting next to you, ding dong.
Well, that's what was confusing. I thought it was like, come get your chicken.
I think it is. It's
and
for
then
me.
It was like, come
like,
get
this
your
oven
chicken.
Helps people with attention deficit hyperactivity disorder.
She doesn't miss a pin drop in the next room.
Oh my God.
So
your house.
I was like, how have you ignored this
Here's what
timer
I say.
5 times?
Anybody that wants to, their kid is going to take the SAT, you should send them over to Jen's house and they should take a practice test in her kitchen. And if they can do it, they can get through anything. They could literally do it on a airfield.
What noises does my kitchen make?
My God, your dishwasher makes
It's broken. It's in constant malfunction.
Okay,
it's broken.
That one makes noise. It's got a dinger that makes noise. Your ice machine makes noise. Your fridge makes noise. Same fridge as me. So I'm used to that noise. And then you always have HGTV on in the background. I'm literally think
you
there's
know what's
people.
What's great about that? There's always a doorbell at the
there's
beginning of shows,
doorbell.
And so my dogs go nuts. It's
incredible.
Yeah,
there's barking dogs. I mean, it's wonderful. But I'm in your house, and I'm like, my head is like, I'm like, squirrel, 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 squirrel.
I know. My babysitter really said to me the other day, like, you actually do mom so hard. I'm like, what do you think I was making
yeah,
it up or what?
We started out as supermodels, I wish.
I was, Kristen and I were talking on the phone, of course, hands-free, because we're safe drivers. Yeah. We just come from a meeting, and we're like finishing up talking about a video edit, and then while I was doing that, I was sitting in the COVID testing place because I have to get that done. So I'm cleared to volunteer at the school.
Yep.
Ended up taking like an hour or something like that. While I'm there waiting, my neighbor texts. She had got called into work. So did her husband. Can I go pick up her son from school?
Oh, God.
I was like, yeah. I got home and I was wearing a brand new shirt that I'm going to have to burn. It's so sweaty now from that whole.
Have you ever done this? I don't know if you do this because I feel like you're like, Jen, first of all, this is such a compliment to you because, like, she's so good at costumes and,
I can tell you this isn't going to sound like one.
And yes, it is. I'm not doing I'm not doing a Terry two-step. Listen.
Did you guys just hear Casey yelling at us? That
yeah,
was
Casey,
actually
stop
Casey,
yelling
not
at us.
Kristen.
That was Casey yelling at us. That's Casey's cackle. It's a very strong Jen cackle. But have you ever done this where you go to something so fast? We had to change because we went to a meeting and then we came home and we were in fancier clothes, which I haven't efforted that hard in a long time. I was like, why am I, this is bad, this is too binding. So I literally changed so fast to take Eleanor to horses that I did not take a second to look in the mirror before I left.
Oh, yeah.
And when I got home, I was like, someone needs to help me.
Yeah.
Honestly, from afar, you'd be like, she's not doing great. Like, this girl needs a woman needs a real high five in life. And I don't know. I had a shirt on with shoulder pads that I was wearing inappropriate
inside
pants.
Out, yeah, out.
Basically, my pants were inside out. I had two different socks on that were like low socks, and one was black and one was white. And then I was wearing like white tennis shoes. And then I decided to finish it off with a purple ball cap. It just looked like I had seen better days.
I think you make stuff like that work.
God bless you.
You can
pull
it off.
That's not true.
Because one time you wore the pajamas to the airport, and I thought it looked really chic. It just looked like you owned the place.
But that's because I didn't know that they were technically pajamas.
Here's how I know that the story Kristen just told, I not only believe it, I can confirm that it's true, because while I was sitting in the parking lot of the COVID testing place, my notification popped up that Eleanor needed to be at the horse ride because our calendars are interconnected. I also learned it
we
was leg
have our
shaving
periods
night,
at the
which
same
means
time. Just
Kristen
does.
Got hot and heavy with cholera.
Oh, no! Yeah, they're like, her Fitbit is connected to the calendar, which tells us she just had 3 minutes of lovemaking.
I know her BAC from our calendar. It's all connected.
Yeah, Jen's
to her.
Like, your heart rate's too high. What are you doing? What are you doing? So it's just been one of those weeks, especially when anybody that works away from home, like if you work as a Farmy rep or you're doing anything that takes you away from home, it no matter how great the gig is, which I feel like you can't get better than ours.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
You come back in and your flow
catching
is sort
up.
Of disrupted. So you're, even if your husband and your partner or whatever doing all the right things, you feel disengaged in a way that takes, like, for me, I don't know about you, but I come home, I'm like, why am I so tired?
Yeah.
Then the next day I'm like, why am I such a bitch?
Yeah.
And then the next day I'm kind of normal.
Yeah. It's a downward spiral as soon as you get home. 'Cause we got home and it wasn't like my husband's working, like he's busy and he's not only, like I'm not giving him any sort of pass that he, you know, wouldn't give me.
Right.
It's just when you get back, things are kind of disastrous because you're in survival mode when you're single parenting.
Sure.
And like, so as soon as I get home, I feel like, well, everything's better if I'm just going to help get everything back to like how it's supposed to be. But then you're just so exhausted. You don't ever like... Yep. Unclench your butt.
And here's what I'm going to say about this, and I'm sure this sounds that somebody will have an opinion, but I think it's very different for mom to leave than when dad leaves. It's just different. The impact that we take on is, it's a different complexity. It's a different layer. So like when we leave and go away and then come back and are trying to re-engage, it's, there is a little bit of a like sadness because you're like, I missed out on like 3 or 4 days. I just don't think, like when my husband leaves for work, I don't think he feels like that. I don't think he comes back and goes, I need to make up for lost time, or, the house is disrupted. Are my kids out of sync? Is this, you know, like, oh my God, do they need me? Am I you know, worthy of their time? Like, it's just a weird gameplay that you're in.
It's partly genetics and it's partly like societal. If I can get way too serious
please,
for a minute.
And then we're going to go right back up.
Yeah. Which is that, like, I cannot shut off, which is what the
you
I'm on so
mom.
Hard means, is you can't not be momming, basically, no matter what you're doing. And, like, I can't shut it off, and I don't want to. Like, I used to, and I don't know how to do it now, but I used to leave my phone on the same time as it was in California, so I would know where my kids were. Like, if they were in school, it was, like, easy math. I would know what they were doing and when it was okay to call and stuff like that. I don't want that to get turned off, but what I want is, like, for the band Maroon 5 to go on tour and have the first question out of every reporter's mouth be, so what are your your kids doing? How do you isn't it
how
hard
do you
to
do
leave
this?
The
is
house?
It, yeah, like, no one asked that.
No one in the history of men has ever asked men
like
about that.
How is it to leave your family? Which is sort of unfair for them too, because I do think, like, Colin is so funny. He'll go on these like 3 or 4 day trips for baseball. He'll go see a baseball game with some buddies, which I love when he goes. But by day three, he's aching too. And I'm like, there is a thing, but it is different. It's just different between a mom and a dad. It's just different in the way it impacts us. And that's okay that it's different. And it takes adjustment. And also, like you said, like you get home and you're like, man, I've got so much to do from this house being left alone for 4 days. And now I have all this to do with work and you feel overwhelmed. And so I think that's why today you and I are like, we should do as much as a human can in one day to make up for the 3 days that we were on the road working.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
This expectation that we have for ourselves that doesn't make sense. I'm just saying, we will always do it to ourselves, and I wish the heat did not come from outside.
Yeah, no one should ask. Just assume if she's leaving, it's hard.
Yeah.
You know, and it's never easy. Like when I get on FaceTime with the kids and they're trying to watch TV at the same time they're talking to me because they're bothered that I'm calling, yeah. I will lay it down. I will be like, you need to talk to me because I need this time right now to connect with you. And then they're like, good God, we're just watching Phineas and Ferb. What?
Yeah. I was about to say, well, that's probably pretty healthy. Like that they're not like, mommy, come home. Like, that's great. But you would like a little of that, wouldn't you? Like,
yes. And I can tell you there are times.
Daddy's home.
So my husband's about to walk in. He will not do it quietly. Hold on. How weird is this for you, Colin?
Hi, Colin.
Hi, babe.
We're just sitting around with weird headphones on.
That's not weird for you.
Hi. We're podcasting.
We're just podcasting, babe. Don't mind us now. We can't talk about them. Shit.
Shoot. What were we talking about?
Well, anyway, let me go back to the other thing. So here's the real axe I have to grind. And I didn't know other people felt this way. This is always happening to us when we post something that you're like, this is so specific to me, yes. But I just got to get it off my chest.
And then it just resonates.
And then it just, like, everyone's like, yes. And I love when that happens. It's always very simple stuff. First of all, I posted a video of me in our bathroom, which is the most god-awful bathroom you've ever seen. There's a mirror in the shower. So you can just comment on that.
You guys, have you seen the movie Saw?
Yeah.
You know, okay.
Do I have to saw off my own? Why?
Oh, I was just saying, that's probably the most terrible bathroom ever.
No. If you don't have to see yourself saw off your limb, or how about this? You get into the shower and it's not fully steamed over and you see your own reflection and you go, oh, God.
I don't need that constant reminder.
Nope. That's where I shower. Okay.
I get it.
So there we go. So,
that is torture.
Yeah, it's torture. It's literally, I would rather saw off my foot. So I open the shower door, and there are things as a mother that you say 1,000 times and you don't, it's like they cannot compute your words. And I have said 1,000 times, don't use so much shampoo. Don't use so much. You don't need that much. You don't need that much body wash. Put the lids back on the shampoo when you're done and sit them up. Like, let's have a little etiquette, shall we? This isn't a big house. Like, I certainly do not have the luxury of having my own bathroom, God forbid. And so I walk into the bathroom and two of, like, expensive shampoos that are for, like, getting chlorine out of your hair are on the bathroom floor and they are fully dumped out, gone. Like, $28 a bottle, y'all.
Ooh!
$28 a bottle.
Are you charging them back for that?
I 100% went and took Tooth Fairy money. They don't even know it's gone. And that's my other problem. You're not even taking care of your finances. You don't know that I've robbed you. I have so many problems with my kids being wasteful.
I wonder if that means that they're spoiled, because I wonder about my kids. Like, Delilah pointed to a house that she wanted to live in, and I was like, oh, how much money you got?
Yeah.
And she's like, I don't know. Yeah. And, like, I could have told you down to the penny when I was your age.
How much money you had or how
much? Yes, how much money I had saved.
Oh, well, that's because I was a miser and I was also, you know me.
Well,
I
you're
was
still
like,
really smart about money.
Well,
that's just.
I would just take any opportunity I could to make a buck, and then I would just count those dollar bills, y'all.
It's the weirdest thing. They want to make money. Like, my husband will pay them, like, a penny, a rock to get, like, the rocks out of the yard or something like that. You guys, I don't know why it works. They could get so much more than that, but they go right for it.
I was gonna say, I'm not doing that kind of labor for less than. I would go over to your house and do it for. See, now that's what's happening.
I know.
Can I do it for 25 cents a rock?
And I better not pay you that, because I might do it. I actually was gonna like get a window cleaning service, and I was like, or maybe you could just not be lazy.
That's not true. Sometimes some of those jobs are worth spending money on some, like, cleaning windows is so hard.
It's so hard. And by the way, my husband sprays them off. He'll never understand.
He'll never understand
that it causes spots.
It causes spots. The only time I like spots are in my shower because it covers my spots.
Yeah.
And it covers, you know, aggressive profile shots that I don't need. I'm like, where did that come from? I look like Hitchcock from the side, but it's an entire body shot. Like, my nose is like you know, nobody
every
needs
time
that.
You get in the shower, you're like,
I have the same chin. I don't need it. But I want to teach the kids.
My grandpa looked like Alfred Hitchcock.
I like Hitchcock. I feel like with kids that what I'm trying to say, and I hate it because I don't want it to be about money. It's not about the money completely, but it is a little bit. But it's more about like moderation. Like, why do you need so much freaking body wash for your butt, which is so small? Your butt is small.
But so dirty. Don't spare any.
Honestly, body wash I'm less concerned about. But that damn shampoo really irks me. I feel like each kid owes me $30.
Gosh, I can't even remember the last thing, but something Delilah owes me $14 for that she wasted because we're doing the same thing. It's so hard to teach them, like in real terms. Mine are 6 and 8, of course. Like what it means to literally be wasteful.
Yeah.
But like, they were with me in the car when we were, there was a homeless family or like a woman with kids at the grocery store. So I gave her a 20. Like I could see other people like giving her chicken or something like that.
Yeah.
But like always think about how like homeless people say, or people who are really like stretched for money. I think about moms who are like, I'm going to feed my kids, but then I can't afford tampons or something like that. Like what are like hard things to get or whatever. So I just gave them cash and they were so confused by that. They were like, what? And I don't always do that. I always keep like $2 in my purse. Like,
You gotta have a little bit of call money. How old are we?
Call money, a quarter. Oh. Here's a shiny new quarter.
Shut up. They're fun when they're new. Everybody loves a quarter.
What year is it?
Yeah,
I know.
Put them
so
in order.
I usually keep like $2, but for I could see that she had kids. Maybe it's a great con, whatever. Give her the money. So they were like, why did you do that? And I was like, so that they could buy food. And I was like, I'm going to turn this right around on you sons of bitches.
Yeah.
Well, wait. Yeah. That makes me the bitch, doesn't it?
What do you mean?
I said they're sons of bitches.
Well, that makes you the bitch. But yeah,
that's true.
It works out.
Untrue,
I'm just glad you're doing the math
instance.
So fast. I'm like, where are you going?
So I said I go because I want to make sure that they have money for food. You know, you always have food on your plate, whether you choose to eat it or not. And there are people, there are kids probably that you go to school with that do not. So I want you to think about that every time you decide to waste food or every time you try to throw it away, there's somebody in the world that probably wants that food.
I agree. And I think one thing that resonates with our kids, our generation.
I am so fun today. Sorry.
You're so fun. Our generation, I think, or our kids' generation really reacts strongly to the environment. So they are, like, our kids are very aware of, like, single-use plastic bottles or, like, not using plastic bags for their lunches. Like, so we're getting, but that's not what, like, we've taught them because we're sort of conservative in that way because I think because my grandparents were like that as farmers, but it's because of wasting. Like, wasting, waste not, want not is, like, so important. It's so gross to be wasteful. I think of the waste that is unnecessary and it makes like my stomach hurt. So when I see it happening in my own house, I'm like, how do I get in front of this? My children will not be wasteful. And they're really, at the end of the day, they're not.
Yeah.
But this darn shampoo situation really has me over a barrel.
I hate to get too myopic,
but who's listening to this and is like, I'm so turned on right now.
I know. Could you complain about more? But I think shampoo is very expensive. I mean, like, we're talking back in the days of like high school when everybody was using like Paul Mitchell hairspray and stuff. I was like,
that's expensive.
Excuse me, I will use Selectives because it smells great.
Oh my
and
God,
it's also,
or Dep.
Oh yeah.
And you know that Dep used to get rotten and smell like rotten eggs?
Really?
Yeah, it smelled like spray fart.
You know, I think I was more of a White Rain woman, which is also my stripper name, so that makes sense.
White Rain was so good. Aquanet was a standby that like literally you were like, oh, my head tingles. This is not good. I didn't care as long as my bangs stayed up.
I know.
And not only stayed up, like stopped traffic. Like maybe could be used as a shiv.
Aquanet did like a like if you were teasing your hair, like had a perm, it did this like cotton candy thing where it would like all like be
and then
one
you would,
solid
you,
item.
If you were doing it right, you had a curling iron that was 180 degrees. You slathered your bangs with hairspray. Then you curled the bangs and then you sprayed the curling iron. And within
like a fried egg, man.
10 uses, that curling iron.
You just scratch it off.
You had to scratch it off with sandpaper.
So disgusting.
So good.
Oh my
gosh.
Good.
Why don't, why, see, this is, our heads should be glowing, but you want to know what that entire cost?
Why do we even have hair?
That thing, that entire experience cost us like 8 cents. We're not doing any damage, maybe to the environment, but we know better now.
Well, so I read this when I worked in skincare.
Yeah.
So maybe I didn't read it. Maybe somebody that had an influence on me and that knew what they were talking about said, it doesn't really matter what kind of cleanser you use. You should use a foam one if you have oily skin, or you should use something that's like more of like a cream if you have dry skin.
I buy into that. Cetaphil is one of the most desired.
It is. That's what most dermatologists will have you use. So it's not, when you're washing something, it's not on your skin for long enough to do anything besides maybe dry or hydrate. So I feel like that about my hair stuff, and I don't know that that's a good idea because I say we have the same hairstylist. Her name's Monique, and she's lovely.
Yeah.
But I tell her I am so cheap about my shampoo.
See, and I'm not. This is where you and I are so different.
It's so crazy.
I don't think I have a moisturizer right now.
I will spare no expense. It's so weird.
I'll be like, they told me I can, I don't even know if I care about moisturizer. I'll just clean my skin, then I'll forget about it. But that doesn't mean I'm doing great. My skin looks gray right now.
Well, you want to lose your mind. I'll tell you what'll really make you go nuts is to watch my husband put on my moisturizer.
Oh my God. Why would you ever let them do that? They would take that out of that thing like it was like whipped cream.
Is like a 1 ounce serum and you just used 0.5 on your eyelids.
God, no.
No,
they just don't know. Like literally read the directions on the thing. It says you don't need more than a nickel size.
It's consistency. It's not quantity.
And the kids, the toothpaste of it all also baffles me. I'm like, first of all, your breath should smell fantastic. And it is always
dead
bird.
It's like the front of your teeth smell great, but then the rest of your mouth.
The part that counts.
Yeah.
But my kids will put the toothbrush on the counter and then squeeze onto the top, like how it looks like in a commercial, except there's nobody holding the toothbrush. So it just is this. So then what I think they do is they get such a glob on the counter that they literally like swoop it up with the toothbrush.
Yeah.
So not only are they wasteful, they're gross.
Yeah.
I mean, we're all doing our best.
Yeah. No, Delilah puts like maybe like a half cup on and then shakes it off into the sink.
And then it goes into the ceiling.
And literally has just a bare toothbrush that she brushes her teeth
with.
And
then Eleanor's like, I can't, it's too spicy. And I'm like, so exhausted, you guys. I used to be cool. Now I'm worried about spilled shampoo and overuse of toothpaste. Somebody take me out right now. I got to go to a pub.
My two things that I'm so cheap about are, well, no, actually there's a lot, but I want to say shampoo's the number one and shoes. It is so hard for me to throw shoes away. I bet you I have shoes that are 25 years old.
Did you spend money on them or are they cheap shoes too?
I don't know. If I like them, like I had a pair of shoes that our friend Eileen used to make me keep outside when I came over.
You do where you have this thing about your feet, like you don't care about them very much. Like you're like I'm gonna wear, no, they always look good, but you're like, you kind of can wear anything. You're like, I have these 5-inch stilettos that look great. They don't feel awesome, but I'm just gonna wear them.
Yeah.
And then you're like, I wear Toms, like no arch supports whatsoever, and they're fine.
Yeah.
And then there's me, I'm like, I can feel a slight lump on the left side of my foot, therefore I can never wear these shoes again.
Yeah.
I am somebody, and I've talked about this before, I am somebody who I need to buy 10 things and never buy another thing until I wear all 10 things till they're threadbare, because that's who I am.
Yeah.
I buy one thing that I love and then I wear it till everyone's like, that you, we've seen these shoes for 3 years
we
straight.
We have to look at you, Kristen.
Yeah, and then I'll get a new pair and I won't know how gross I was until they're up against the old pair.
I know, that's what I mean. It's like, so my daughter had this pair of shoes that I think I bought them on like Poshmark or something like
which
that.
Which is a great site, by the way, and I'm so into it. I think it's so great.
I mean, kids shoot, which is because it's reuse. It's a big racket. And sometimes kids it's shoes. Like you get like a like you gave me that pair of Eleanor shoes today. Yeah. She wore like once, right? And then she grew out of them. Happens all the time. So Poshmark's a really great place to get shoes.
Oh my gosh.
But these are like Bobby Brooks, which they don't sell those anywhere around here. It's like a store brand at like, where is it? I'm looking at Casey. Like, she's from Texas. She might know.
Bobby Brooks, is it like a, it's like Macy's or something?
Sears or something? Okay. I don't know. Okay. Just a store we don't have here. So anyways, they've got a little rainbow on the side. She's real picky about stuff. These were her favorites. And every day on the blacktop on the playground, they'd get like really scuffed up. So I learned I can take a magic eraser.
Yep, magic eraser, man.
But like new them up.
Yep.
I did that like every 2 days since school started this year. And I'm like, I think these are
done.
These are done. Cooked. They're black in places I can't get this. Yes,
are now feeling the asphalt through the shoe.
Absolutely. So she goes, I go, these don't look very nice. I kind of don't want you to wear them anymore because I have the whole shoe thing and I want, like, it's better. Yeah. She's at the age, she's 6, where it's like better that it's her decision than it be a big argument. Ugh. Plus, aren't I teaching her like the right thing to like say, this isn't presentable anymore. I should move on.
Yeah.
And she did. She brought them to me and said, you can throw these away because nobody will want these.
Yeah.
If they're like too small, she'll say, give them to Poppy, which is Andrea's daughter, mm-hmm. which is just the general word for like a baby.
Yeah.
Like, so she got rid of them. And as she got rid of them, I was like, oh God, I've never taught myself to do this.
Yeah, to get rid of stuff. It feels really good.
I know.
But I'm such a weirdo about giving stuff away because I have this like weird thing where I'm like, well, I'm not just giving it to the Goodwill. I've got to give it to people that I know are going to use it. What kind of bullshit is that in my brain?
It's great because like, it's my kids are fully clothed all times
because I give them to you. But here's something that somebody told me about getting rid of stuff that like really sat with me. He goes, give your stuff to Goodwill or donate it to Salvation Army, wherever, because your stuff is nice. You're going to make somebody's day. They're going to be going through those racks and they're going to find a pair of like jeans that normally you would try to sell or you would that you're not wearing and probably you're going to go out of style soon. Like they're going to be so excited that they found that at Goodwill or at a thrift store. And I was like, that makes me feel slightly less weirdly territorial about my jacked up shit. There you go. Thank you.
God, I was listening to some news show the other day and man, you guys, you see this way this isn't like a factual podcast because we don't believe in facts.
We believe in making stuff up and sounding confident.
But the host was this guy and he was talking to somebody who had a charity that was a friend of theirs that they take your ties, your suits, your women's work and they give it to people trying to re-enter the workforce.
I think that's so great.
And the host, he was like on one of the big news networks was like, he goes, I bet you have 200 of my ties, which I was like, how smart and awesome is that? Because you would go through so many ties as a news show host.
Yeah.
Which I was like, I told my husband, I don't know what to do with all of our show clothes. We have all these like glittery sequins.
I'm so happy we're doing it the way we're doing it this year.
We're just wearing one outfit.
We've got one outfit. Nothing makes me feel smarter or better.
It's so much less to pack.
Clothes aren't, especially when you buy, like, I don't want to use the word cheap because that sounds like I'm being critical.
But there's disposable fashion.
There's disposable fashion and it's really gross and it is the literal number one problem in our landfills. Yeah. And you know what else is? Denim. And nobody likes jeans more than me. But it takes a seven-step process with water to create denim.
Yeah.
So denim is actually really not great for the environment. And there are companies like Madewell who will try to recycle denim. And I think they are trying to be more sustainable. Like, I think people are a little bit more aware. But, like, we don't need so much stuff. You need, like, nice things you like to wear as opposed to disposable clothes that kind of make you feel bad and you wear once and then you're done.
By the way, we're not hippies trying to make a point here or anything.
I'm certainly not a hippie.
If we were, I would. I mean, I'm into crystals and all that kind of stuff. But if we were, I wouldn't say this. I heard on, maybe it was another podcast or news show. You guys, all I do is party.
Me too.
There's a brand called Outer Known and it was like a skateboarder. Somebody started it. He had all these like brand sponsor. Go ahead and advertise with us because my husband has spent a ton of cash now. I told him about it. He's like an earthy guy. He's into skiing, like grew up in the mountains, like loved doing all that stuff. And complains about the quality of clothes. Like, all of our favorite places we used to go to
are garbage now.
Are garbage now.
Do you remember when Banana Republic was literally the most expensive, yes, most beautiful thing you
and
could ever buy?
And now it's disposable fashion.
And now it's disposable fashion. You can tell a difference in, yeah, the fabric. You can tell a difference in the cut.
Yeah.
So now you go into this next level, which is, can be exclusive, or whatever am I saying? Like, well, exclusionary, like it's expensive.
Because of the price. I heard that there was a 25% off sale, and I said, go, you haven't bought new shirts?
Yeah.
And like, evidently the ones I'm buying off the clearance rack at TJ Maxx are not good enough for you, sir. Yeah. And also the wrong size.
Right.
But I'm like, just go on there and buy yourself some new shirts, new jeans, and they are conscious, which,
yeah,
he loves,
yeah,
because he is
environmentally
like
conscious, yeah, because, yeah, he's
about the jeans and stuff like that. So it's, there is stuff like it, but I mean, it is, you're not gonna have a different shirt to wear every day of the month or whatever,
but you we don't really need that. I think that started to happen somewhere between when we were kids and when we were like 30, because I don't remember having the pile of clothes that my daughter has, or I wore what I do now, which is like five things and everything else was just shoved in the back of the closet. Oh, you, yeah, kind of had you had a Sunday, yeah, dress. You had a, like a, what do you call it? Church dress.
Yeah.
And then you had play clothes. That was something we kind of don't do. Play clothes, yeah, were a big thing. Like, change out of your Sunday clothes, go put on your play clothes.
We do play clothes. Once school clothes get stained, they become play clothes.
And my kids like to wear like athletic clothes, so that works, yeah, out great for us. But I really have in the last couple of years tried to be really conscious of how much stuff we have, because it starts to overwhelm you. And next week, Monday and Tuesday, all I'm doing, getting rid of stuff and recycling and,
yeah,
giving away, and it, same, feels good and putting it out there. And like,
that's what I told my husband. I was like, my clothes are the last thing that ever gets attention, because every Sunday night, no matter if we just got home from tour, I make sure that my son's got athletic clothes. Like, those all,
yeah,
have to be
clean. Everybody prioritize,
my daughter's
favorite
stuff.
Prioritize everybody else.
Yeah. And so I have three things basically that I'm wearing out of my closet that aren't even clean, that I just would like to get it organized, get rid of stuff that I'm legitimately not wearing. Here's the other thing I don't do. I think jeans are always so expensive.
They are. I can really make an argument, though.
It's so hard for me to part with jeans, but even though I'm not wearing them, so what am I going to do with them?
I know.
Like, make a quilt?
I know.
What am I
doing? That's a really good question.
They
if anybody else
so much
listening
room.
Has ideas about where to give jeans, but like, you're right. And now that there's been the advent of the no longer are skinny jeans in, I have like eight pair I'm like, I don't know how much I'm going to listen to trends, because this is just wasteful. But mostly I do like a higher waist denim now. But I pulled the trigger on two pair of denim that I really love, and they were very expensive, and I've worn them so much it's embarrassing.
Well, that's
and I
good.
Know you
that,
guys know, because,
yep,
you guys know I wear the same thing over and over and over. But in some weird way, I can qualify and I can make sense of spending money on something if I wear it.
All the time,
if,
yeah.
If I buy a $20 shirt and I don't wear it, that is not cool. If I buy a $200 shirt and I wear it 50 times in a year, I've already beat the system. And you know what? I'm going to wear it again the next year. That,
yeah,
one shirt I got that says love on it, I'm sure if you're listening and you've ever seen me, you've seen me wearing it. It was,
yeah,
$200. That was a lot for a shirt for me. And I have worn it. I've worn it so much that Jen's husband makes fun of me. He's like, is that a new shirt?
It's,
I'm like,
the quintessential Kristen shirt.
It's a denim.
I saw it at the store and I said to her, gosh, I saw a shirt that I know you would love. I almost bought it for you.
Yeah.
And then she, like,
I circled the camp five times, went back in,
she
went back
it.
In, went
it,
back
it's,
in,
it's,
bought
it's,
it.
Yep.
Wore it till I had pit stains. I'm sorry, I just did. And you know what? It's up in my closet currently, and I love it. Like, that's the thing, too. You're trying to teach your kids to not be wasteful, but you're also teaching them, conversely, like, to spend on quality. So it's this weird,
oh, yeah,
mix. You're sending these mixed messages, and I think that's motherhood until, like, you see them do it themselves. But I have to tell you, when it comes to money, this is a funny thing. So my son has a little savings in his room, obviously. Like, he has, like $120,
yep,
which I go into all the time for,
like,
pizza,
by
the way.
Like you did to buy new shampoo, because,
yeah,
they,
I'm
going to
go in and get all $28. So he has $120 that he's been saving. I think this is his entire life savings, right? So he doesn't, he's 10. He's like, I'm a millionaire, but he understands a little bit. So it was really funny. He goes, my mom came into town and he was so cute. He was like, Mom, Grandma, I really want to take you to have one of our donuts at our favorite donut shop and coffee, my treat. And I was like, there's my guy, right? So my mom ordered a breakfast sandwich and he had not budgeted for that. And so when they got out of the place, my son goes, whoa, that was $11. And my mom was like, oh, I'm sorry, Finn. I thought it was okay if I got a breakfast sandwich. And he's like, yeah, I don't want to do that again.
Yeah, Terry, you should have gone donut on that. I'm sorry. We donut, we're talking cents. It's breakfast, sure, sandwich. Ben,
if he's my son, yeah, he had done the math.
Add avocado. Sure.
Yeah, add
you
avocado.
Know what? Add bacon.
You're sweating. You're like, oh, God, this is like.
And oh, Bloody God. Mary. Yep. Sounds good. Thanks, Finn.
Can I get something to go? Can I get something while I wait? And yeah. Finn's like doing the math on his spending. And I thought it was delightful. I was like, do you know how many times we go to that donut shop for breakfast sandwiches, sir? A mini.
I kind of love that.
So Jen just looked at me with sheer fear in her eyes because she's got to leave quickly. I know how this goes. We're all doing our best, you guys.
Oh,
we're
going to
abruptly
guys.
End this podcast because she's got to go to a school event and I've got to go to a soccer
Isn't
game.
Isn't that real life?
It's real life. This is real life.
If
there's nothing we've been, it is that we are real. I don't think anybody's ever looked at us and said, it's like you guys are
you work out
aspirational
too much?
Fitness models.
I'm scared to leave without thinking that I might not have complained enough because I probably have a few more things in my back.
If you want to rattle off just a bevy of stuff, I think this is the time to do it. Do you want to go one for one?
Orange juice. My kids waste that like
orange
crazy.
Juice. I don't know why they think they can drink that during the middle of the day. Are we millionaires? No, we are not. That is a one small cup portion controlled situation
not.
In the morning.
While you're
only.
Not looking, I add water.
Yeah, thank you, because you're because you were raised in Nebraska and you were raised right.
I thin that shit out.
Yeah,
you're
don't.
Not...
I don't know why you think you need full orange juice. You're no
oh
until
my
you're
God.
A tech mogul.
By the way, if you pour yourself a bowl of Goldfish and you don't finish that bowl of Goldfish,
you
it goes
to.
Right back in the box.
Yeah,
or
100%.
Or it goes right back in my
face. By the
face.
Way, when did cereal have to be covered in milk? Like, if there's a half a bowl of milk left after you eat a bowl of cereal, your milk to cereal ratio is off. And
you're
you
drinking some, that milk.
You need to drink that milk.
How
dare
care,
you
if it makes
pour
you
down
barf,
milk?
You bet. No. And I tell you what, how about you not crinkle down the bag inside the box of cereal too?
Yeah, because you're going to crunch it down. Nobody wants all those crumbs. And then you're going to be, you think we're going to throw away
no,
a quarter bag of cereal?
Just because it's stale?
You don't like the, and because you don't like the
oh,
fact that it's crummy?
When it's over crumpled?
Yeah,
oh,
not
yeah,
my fault.
Forget about
that's
it.
Like, that's like, that's oatmeal.
No, you mix that. That's, yeah, that's basically
yeah,
oatmeal, right?
I don't know what you're thinking. And if you think for a second you leave any red meat on a plate, I mean, I can't. That's the one thing I can't leave on a plate. You know, I'll finish yours. I can't.
She absolutely will. She actually, she will finish what's the meat that's on my hot wings. She's that's, like, number one,
oh my God.
Don't use a fork, Jen. It's embarrassing. People are
so
looking.
So embarrassing.
Number
what are we
two,
doing?
You're not even getting everything off. So she goes in there like a piranha and just.
Yeah. If you can't build a small hut with the bones on your plate from after wings, you're not doing it right. That's why, like, I always say, like, I'm not sure if we're there yet for you to be with me when I eat wings. It is one of the things that I'm like, I need to do this on my own.
Yeah.
And I don't want anyone looking at
me. It's a true test of friendship for me to, I try not to make eye contact.
I don't want to make eye contact.
Still over here reading the menu. Still.
I'm like taking the bones home, making like different things out of them. I'm like, that'll make a Barbie table. Like, who knows? Yeah. You cannot waste. It's not cool. Like, you got to teach your kids and we got to keep on them because it's going to make them better people.
Is that right?
100%.
Got it better.
Who is on the other side of that going, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to tell them they can just spill out all the shampoo.
I tell
oh
you
my
what.
God, they'd end up like the guy that owns Tesla. Ugh.
Oh, God.
Yeah, Jeff
How
Bezos.
Dare
no.
you?
Billionaires Elon. And a-holes.
Elon it's Musk.
Elon Musk.
What'd they say? Eli? Whatever. Yeah. No, you're not so important that we can't F up your name, man.
Yeah.
Unless you
want to
advertise. Do you want to advertise Tesla on our podcast?
And you want to give me a Tesla? Then I'd be like, you're the best.
Yeah.
Because they are electric, and that goes against my, that goes with my, like, need to
That's,
be
yeah.
environmentally yeah. friendly.
I don't,
Also,
mean,
can I just say what a Tesla has that literally upset me when I saw it?
What?
A Tesla has a Christmas feature where you can play Christmas music and bells on the outside of your car.
I didn't know
like
that.
Like you're a sleigh And
Eli, I'm really sorry about what I said about.
Elon, you just give us a car and call it good. We can be bought. We really can. We can change our opinions and we can change our, that's who we are as humans.
Yeah. And guess what? If you don't give us a car, I'm going to use so much gas.
I'm going to spend so much gas.
I'm going to have factory emissions coming out of the back of my Volvo. Yeah. Actually, I think they run pretty clean.
Yours is half hybrid-y.
My threats are useless.
Yeah. I'm just going to use my dad's 1989 Ford truck that I ran on 9 gallons a mile, and I was like, I'm going to drive through your Tesla factory.
That's right. I'm going to check the classifieds for a diesel Buick.
Yeah, but that's why I drove in high school. But if you can please give us a Tesla, that would be great. And to all of you listening, we're all doing our best. We love you. We're going to be done podcasting now.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.